Forgot this yesterday. With did Caprillion throw off the mound Saturday, and how did he do? How did he?
Yeah, he did fine. He responded well. Again, it's day to day for him, but he's feeling good.
Okay. Do you have a sense of when he could be off the mound again?
I don't have it right now.
And then Garrett is on. I think he's only throwing in one game. Is he doing okay? Or
yeah, you know, there's Garrett had a little bit of elbow tightness, or forearm forearm tightness. So we backed him off.
Okay.
And he's day to day right now.
Has he had like tests or anything like that to see if there's going?
That's a question for Nick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're getting down to kind of a more manageable number of players? It's getting a little easier.
Yeah, I'd say that there's a tighter group in there now. It's never easy. Obviously, this is probably the tougher time frame, right, where you're really starting to, you know,
right,
have conversation about, you know, opportunity and they're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. So, yeah.
So just for one more Garrett thing, do you know if he's, like, just shut down from throwing for right now, or if you guys are kind of looking at him day-to-day?
No, it's day-to-day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Honeywell supposed to throw again in the game?
So, Honeywell also has some, I don't want to say this incorrectly. Honeywell's day-to-day.
Okay.
Nick will have further details on why.
Is there concern, I mean, given that he's got pretty extensive injury history, is there, like, concern with him, or do you just want to be super cautious?
No, I mean, obviously, if he's actually day-to-day, I think we're being more cautious than anything.
Okay.
You know, but again, I think Nick will have more details on the issue.
Gotcha.
Are you more encouraged that Steven could make it opening day to Scotty?
Absolutely.
Then be more.
Yeah, he's out there today. He's out there today. He'll have a couple at-bats, see how he recovers. Obviously, I've said it from the start, just that, you know, Steven's process, he's been through this and he knows his body, and, you know, it's encouraging that he feels good and that he's going out there to play. He's excited about it. So, yeah, that's definitely encouraging.
Do you think DH will be more of a rotating, like, the guys from the position group rather than saying you have a traditional kind of
DH? Yeah, I don't see traditional DH. I do think that, you know, the matchups will dictate kind of that role on a day-to-day basis.
Non-like closer specific question.
Good.
Yeah. But like in terms of just bullpen structure, are you looking more like, would you ideally want to have somebody who's like set up for the ninth inning and like building back the structure from there? Or are you looking at it as more of like a flexible roles kind of thing?
Ideally, you know, the best bullpens are the bullpens that have identifiable roles, mm-hmm. right? But that being said, I think, you know, the development of the bullpen without the experience, you know, aligning identifiable roles early probably isn't, in my mind, how we will start out. Okay. I think we're going to start out with, you know, the best matchups down there, mm-hmm. in leverage moments.
Given that, I mean, you do have some left-handed options. Are you kind of looking at maybe carrying like a few lefties to give yourself those potential matchups?
Again, I think there's a real competition for these bullpen spots. You know, I've seen an Angel bullpen where there were 8 right-handed pitchers down there, and you know, I think the mix, they're all in the mix for these roles, and I think, you know, obviously at this point we haven't decided, you know, on the reliever collection yet.
Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, no, just go.
I was going to follow up on his question.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, with the 3-batter rule,
yep.
Do you feel like you have enough lefties down there that can handle righties and lefties, or do you still feel like there's more matchup opportunities with lefty, even with the 3-batter?
Yeah, again, the 3-batter rule, you know, you'd like to have left-handers that can, you know, follow if they don't come in and aren't successful with that matchup initially. Our mindset, again, is to build these guys to be multiple inning relievers. So, yeah, I'm confident that these left-handers can get right-handers out that are in the mix for the pin.
Pache made that catch in center and kind of tumbled a little bit. Yeah. Like he was shaking his hand. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. He's day to day. You know, I think he's off today, so it's good timing. You know, but I don't see him missing any time.
So I saw Elvis in there. Known him since the Texas days a long time ago.
Yeah.
So what are you hoping to see from him this spring and, I guess, going forward, his role?
Well, you know, this spring he's done everything we've asked and everything that we wanted to see in terms of just being on the field, you know, having opportunity to run the bases well. You know, his at-bats have been good. I think for us, you know, he's a leader in that clubhouse. He's obviously this elder statesman. You know, he loves to play the game. So all of what Elvis brought last year to the club, I think I'm hopeful he obviously can pick up where he left off in September.
Thank you.